Good afternoon, everyone. My name is Dave Kanyampakeni. I'd like to acknowledge the work of my co-authors for their advice and support. My work is on citrus fertigation with nitrogen, phosphorus, and potassium, but here I'm presenting part of it regarding the effect of phosphorus, the effect of rainy season irrigation method. Irrigation method and fertigation frequency on root length density of citrus, phosphorus and potassium distribution on a Florida spot or so. One thing that some of you might be aware of is that citrus is the most important crop in Florida and again in the US. It accounts to about $2 to $3 billion dollars per year. So you can imagine how much that is. Now, production of citrus is faced with a number of challenges in Florida because the citrus-producing regions have over 90% sand texture. And again, it's about, you know, there's low organic matter, and the citrus production industry is faced with two major diseases called citrus canker and citrus greening. Now, faced with those big challenges, there's need for efficient nutrient management strategies and two methods that are being proposed are called advanced production systems and open hydroponic system. Now, to do this, to implement these two systems, we need to understand the distribution patterns of roots and again the distribution patterns of nutrients such as phosphorus and potassium. Now, the two systems that I'm relaying to you, APS and OHS, are claimed to concentrate water and nutrients in the root zone of citrus. And that, in the long term, or in the long run in the season, is also understood to promote uptake and minimize leaching, and again, helping conserve environmental quality. Now, the objective that governed our study was to determine the effect of rainy season, irrigation method, and fertigation frequency on the distribution of root length density, phosphorus, and potassium as a function of soil depth and distance from the tree. What governed this study was actually because of the hypothesis that if we apply nutrients using these different methods, we might trigger different responses of the tree such that there might be significant differences as a function of depth and as a function of distance from the tree, as far as the nutrients are concerned, as far as distribution is concerned, and as far as root length density distribution is concerned. There were a number of treatments that we studied. All the treatments were spaced at about 3 meters within row and about 6.7 meters between rows of citrus trees. In a moment, I will show you the way the treatments were. The first method, we use what growers use, a grower practice, whereby we irrigated weekly and fertigated monthly. And the other one, we used what they call drip OHS. We irrigated daily and fertigated weekly in small parcels. And then the other one, we used micro sprinkler open hydroponic system, whereby we irrigated daily and fertigated weekly. Now, to be able to do all this, we had a 3x4 sampling design for both roots and nutrients. We took samples at 15 centimeter increments from the tree row, and then at 0 to 30 centimeters in 15 centimeter increments. To be able to estimate the root length density, we used two procedures. The first procedure involved use of what they call line intercept method, recommended by Tennant and colleagues, 1975 and others. And also, there was another method that we also developed, or I should say we adopted from other procedures, but we modified it a little bit, a digital scanning method, whereby we calibrated the intercept method and then used that to determine root length density at the end of rainy season. To determine the phosphorus and potassium in the soil, we used Melchior procedure. I think two, three presenters have mentioned about it just a couple of minutes ago, and I'm glad that I don't have to go through all that again. It's well elaborated. Now, two procedures for statistical analysis were used. I used statistical analytical software, version 9.0. That one actually, we separated means using Duncan multiple range test. And then we determined the spatial distribution of nutrients, roots, and phosphorus and potassium using statistical 6.0. But for the sake of this presentation, I won't bother with all the tables, all the maps. I'll just highlight one set of maps for potassium. Looking at the results, we noticed that there was pretty much a higher concentration of roots in the 0 to 15 centimeters. Actually, I should say, at the beginning of the rainy season in June, and at the end in August, about 60% of the roots were concentrated in the upper horizon of the upper horizon of the soil profile, 0 to 15 centimeters, and fewer roots were concentrated in the lower depth, 15 to 30 centimeters. And then, looking at the distribution as a function of fertigation method, as you can see, drip irrigation at both sampling times had the highest concentration of roots within the irrigated zone, probably because I think we are already concentrating most of the water and nutrients in that area, and then eventually this triggered the concentration of roots in that area and enhancing uptake as well. But now, at the beginning of the rainy season, we noticed that micro-sprinkler open hydroponic system compared pretty well with the conventional grower practice. But at the end of the rainy season, the two open hydroponic systems, the one using micro-sprinkler and the other one using drip, compared pretty well. So, as I've shown in there, within a column, those that are having the same data not significantly different. One thing that is a take-home message is that the open hydroponic systems enhance uptake because of the way you can see the root distribution, whereby both systems, especially in the irrigated zone, are bringing about higher percentage of roots within the irrigated area. Looking at soil P distribution and soil K distribution, as my colleague Shinjiro Sato just presented a while ago, you see that there's a range for optimum phosphorus concentration in the soil that is considered adequate. And for medic one, any range between 30 and 60 is considered high, or say adequate for crop production. So you can see that in all our treatments, we managed to achieve high concentration of phosphorus within the irrigated zone. But micro-sprinkler open hydroponic system was comparable to conventional micro-sprinkler practice, and drip open hydroponic system was over and above, far better than both systems. But regarding potassium, we noted that micro-sprinkler open hydroponic system was comparable to drip, but both were higher than conventional grower practice. This was somewhat expected because we note that, I think because of the frequent fertigations in the open hydroponic systems, overall we end up having good distribution of potassium in the zone compared to the grower practice. Looking at the spatial distribution, as I've said, I'll just present the spatial distribution maps for potassium and not the other nutrients. The irrigated area for this part, which has a border of the black border, the irrigated area for drip, and here it's like the whole area is under irrigation using the grower practice, and here it's only here that this part that has a border that was under irrigation in the micro sprinkler open hydroponic system. One thing that we noticed was that drip open hydroponic system resulted in very good distribution just within the root zone, whereas macroscopic open hydroponic system as well resulted in high nutrient distribution within the rhizome. But using conventional grow practice, even in areas that had fewer roots, we had high nutrient distribution. So this gives us, you know, like an impetus to go further and do more research on this to make sure that we concentrate all the nutrients within the rhizome. What's the take-home message out of this? We noticed that the open hydroponic systems result in a higher root length density distribution in the irrigated zone. And again, one another message we note is that the drip open hydroponic system increased potassium and phosphorus within the irrigated zone by over 75 to 95% in within 0 to 30 centimeter depth. And the micro sprinkler open hydroponic system increased the same by about 35 to 57%. And we noticed one thing, that there was lower peak concentration in the 0 to 15 centimeter depth using micro sprinkler open hydroponic system than conventional grower practice, meaning that we may need to do more research. We collected more data this year. We may also have to collect more data next year to validate these findings. We also noticed that phosphorus and potassium distribution were similar among the irrigation methods, but decreasing with depth and distance from the end of the rainy season. Finally, one thing that I can make as a preliminary conclusion is that for now, the open hydroponic systems using micro sprinkler or drip result in higher root length density distribution compared to grower practice. And this, in a way, for now, can give us some comfort zone to say we can promote uptake, nutrient uptake, and water uptake in citrus. Thank you so much for your attention. I will take any questions, if any.
We have time for a few questions. Are there any questions on any of the previous, from any of the previous speakers? All right, with that, I think we can adjourn this this meeting. I would thank Davey for his talk.